Good morning and welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. Wherever you may be, however you may be watching, we are so thankful that you are joining us today for worship. We hope that this worship experience is a blessing to you and that God transforms you during this time. Well, it's school time, friends, and so while some of our students have already headed back to school, we have so many that are heading back this week, and so we want to take a little bit of time this morning and give some blessing and praise and prayer for our students, for our educators as they head back in for the new school year. We're starting our morning here at Hall High School in front of Coach Sirk's Arena, and we'll be making our way around Little Rock throughout the service today as we visit some of these beautiful schools that educate our children right here in Little Rock. So we hope that you are excited to be with us. We hope that the Holy Spirit moves you. As we begin our time of worship, let's center ourselves with a quick word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we give thanks to you for this opportunity to be here together today, for sunshine, for beautiful weather, and for your Holy Spirit that comes in and moves us and loves us. So God, we ask this morning that you are with us, that you guide us through the prayer, the scripture, the message, and the music, that you transform us into the disciples you call us to be for the kingdom building you call us to do. We ask all this in your Son's holy name. Amen.
Philippians 3:10-14 from the New Living Translation. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another I will experience the resurrection from the dead. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I have focused on one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us.
Good morning. Will you join me with a word of prayer? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I was 5 years old, I discovered my first passion in life, my first real love. I went to kindergarten. I loved everything about school. I loved the rug where we sat that was patterned in bright colors of the ABCs. I loved all the storage cabinets that spanned around the walls of the room that were filled with mysteries of puzzles and bins of beads and blocks to build with. I loved the unlimited crayons, and I loved the paste. I loved to smell it and taste it. I loved Mrs. Wolf. She was good and kind and patient and knew everything. Mrs. Wolf taught me to write my name for the first time, which when your name is Deirdre Jo Funkhauser, that is no small feat. I remain to this day a five-year-old at this time of year. Something happens to me in mid to late July, and I start to feel this fluttering in my soul. It's time to go shop for school supplies. And I'm proud to let you know that when I shop the aisles, I even pick up things for Emma and Jacob while I buy things for myself. Well, obviously, we can't stay a five-year-old forever, but school has always remained a great passion of mine, learning new things. School supplies, for sure, and the memories of that good and kind and patient teacher who opened up the world of knowledge for me. Well, when I was about 13, I fell in love again. This time, it was at a place called High Street United Methodist Church, where I went with some friends. They invited me to go to something called UMYF, United Methodist Youth Fellowship. While there, I learned about a new kind of fellowship where we sat in a circle and we talked about things that had to do with Jesus Christ. I soon learned, though, that fellowship was not just talk. It was something deeper than talk. And as we studied the scripture, as the pastor laid out for us the possibilities of a life lived with this person called Jesus, I began to take a message to heart. That there is a God. A God who created me and loves me. A God who forgives me and loves me. And a God who offers a new start to me every day because of that love. Somewhere along the way, in those early days of that circle of UMYF, that message began to sink down into the broken places of my life. And like that paste in kindergarten, it tasted good and it felt good and it really worked. And I fell in love with the Savior called Jesus. So that today, as we gather here in the sanctuary for worship, I find myself saying with St. Paul, I want to know Christ. I want to know Christ more than anything else. In fact, I want to suffer with Christ. I want to die with Christ so that I can live in a resurrected life with Christ. Now again, I wasn't ready to say that at 13. And there are days, honestly, now when I'm not sure I'm ready to say it with that kind of passion. And yet, nothing makes my heart feel so alive or my soul flutter as does the thought of a new insight on the page of Scripture where I get to know my Savior. Or the opportunity to gather in fellowship with other Christians where we look into one another's eyes and there, mysteriously, is the love of God looking back at us. Or the opportunity to plan worship, even virtual worship, that makes sense and is invitational and captures the imagination of all of us so that our hearts are lifted and we believe. Every day I am amazed and thankful that I wake up and my life is lived with the people and through the fellowship of the church. My passion does not wane. My love for Christ cannot wane. Because God's love never changes. Eugene Peterson, you may know that name because he translated the scripture into a flowing translation called The Message, and many of us use that from time to time in our devotional reading. He also wrote a book on the Christian life called A Long Obedience. Eugene Peterson in that book says that God never changes. We can count on God's love, God's patience, God's redemptive will for our lives. God does not change. Yet every day, you and I are offered a decision. Will we follow God this day or not? It is really that simple and really that difficult. Living a life as a disciple is a lifelong commitment of obedience, of faithfulness, of desire born because we know the love of God in our lives, and we want to offer that love to others. This time of pandemic has offered so many challenges to us. We live under the threat becoming ill, not just with a virus, but ill through the constant chipping away of our security by isolation and anxiety and fear. The practices that used to give us comfort, whether it was going to the grocery store on that weekly run, coming to church, even going to school, no longer seem safe. Or we have to be creating new ways to do them. And all of that innovation just brings us to a point of exhaustion some days. There are times when the questions far outweigh the answers. Is this safe? Did we make the right decision about school for the kids? When should we go see Grandma? When will the church open up again? It's times like this when we have to dig deep, my friends. When we have to think hard and spend time remembering the passions that fuel our lives. The deep-seated loves that make our hearts flutter. The things that give us life. Now, St. Paul wrote to the Philippians from a jail cell in Rome. Remember that. He had been arrested for proclaiming a Lord other than Caesar. If anyone had a right to give up, if anyone had a right to fatigue and anxiety, if anyone had a right to worry about what was coming tomorrow, it was Paul. And yet here he is. Here he is writing to the Philippians this wonderful affirmation of faith. I want to know Christ, he says, and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. When it all came down, when it hit rock bottom for Paul, it was a belief and a trust in the power and the presence and the love of God for him in Christ Jesus. So today, I want to offer you the opportunity to decide, is this a day that you are going to follow Christ or not? There is no immediate penalty threatening you if this is not your day. But there is great loss. There is the loss of love, the loss of the knowledge of your salvation. There is the loss of the fellowship of the community, and there is the loss of passion in your life that can drive you forward and help you to persevere through times of pandemic, through times of questioning, through times when things are so unsure. Now, you may be a long-time disciple, and so your decision today is simply one of recommitment. you know your Savior is near. For some of us, this is a time of reawakening. We have children who haven't been able to come to Sunday school for months, and parents who have been distracted, and prayer times that have been interrupted. But children and youth, today is a day when you can say to Jesus, yes, I know you love me, Lord, and I love you too. Take my life. Let me follow. For some of you who have gathered with us today, virtually here on the internet, you may be seeking something that you don't even know what you're hungry for. It's like a craving. You'd like to taste it. You'd like to find some satisfaction. Let me say to you that that craving, that sense of something missing, is God's nudging in your life. For you see, the God who created us, the God who loves us, the God who forgives us, never leaves us either. This God came into the world in Jesus of Nazareth to live life among us, to die a painful and horrible death on our behalf, and then be raised from the dead, and in victory over death and sin, be taken up again in heaven. He lives and reigns for you and for me this day. That is why the church, no matter what circumstances we find ourselves, and when I say the church, I mean the people of God, that's why we declare that we want to know Jesus. His forgiveness never ends. His love never fails. And his passion for us is the same yesterday and today and tomorrow. Say yes to Jesus today. Say yes to that love. Have it reawaken your heart and fill you with joy. And I can assure you that it will give you meaning that will last your whole life long. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
you join me in a word of prayer. Loving God, we give you thanks for minds that can learn not only subjects of math and science and reading, but also about you. We praise you and thank you for teachers and educators, mentors and spiritual saints who guide our lives and help us to know what we need to know in order to live fully and faithfully. Today, we pray for all teachers, administrators, and all who are involved in education in any way, that their lives will be made richer for this school year. We pray for their safety. We pray for their patience. We pray that you will help them learn what they need to learn in a time when everything they know is not enough. And we pray for all students, whether they enter the halls of a school building in a day or so, or began their school year this past week, or if they're learning at home in a more controlled environment. We pray, O God, that you will bless them with open hearts and open minds to learn and to grow and to become the people that they need to be in order to serve this world. God, you are good. And in the midst of this pandemic, we call down your goodness on all those who start something new this past week or today. May their lives be enriched. May their calling and vocation become clear. And may you lead them and guide them past their fear and anxiety into faithful relationship with you and fruitful ministry in the world. All of this we pray in the name of Jesus our Lord, who taught us to say when we pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Well, friends, what a blessing it's been to be in worship with you again today. And what a blast we've had driving around Little Rock and visiting some of these historic, wonderful schools with these wonderful teachers who do such a great job educating our children. Today is a busy day at Asbury, so let you know a few things we have going on. Today at 1 o'clock is our back to school Sunday for our 4-year-old through 5th grade students. Come by between 1 and 2 o'clock for a blessing of the backpacks, receive a goodie bag, and that'll be with Pastor Deedee. She would love to see you. I will be down at Stone Soup at Quapaw Quarter with our Warehouse Student Ministry. So if you are able, please come on down. We'd love to have you help out as we serve our friends here in the Little Rock community. And then tonight at 6:30, the Warehouse Student Ministry will be on the South Lawn again, where we will finish our study on the book of Philippians. We have so many wonderful things going on here at Asbury right now in the life of the church. Keep your eyes open to emails and communications as they relate to returning to in-person worship, upcoming Bible studies, and various other gatherings. So friends, while we are not in the church building right now, as you can see, our church is thriving and striving to make disciples for Jesus Christ. As we leave this time together this morning, please receive this blessing. Serve your God with patience and with passion. Be deliberate in living out your faith. Be steadfast in celebrating the Spirit that works within you, and may peace be your way in the world. God loves you. Go in peace. We'll see you soon.
Take your spirit to shine. unto you.